The Fisherman, the Dog, and the Dolphin. The old fisherman had a big yellow dog. The two were the best of friends. One day, the old fisherman went deep sea fishing. The big yellow dog stayed home to guard the house. When it was dinner time, the old fisherman still had not returned. The big yellow dog was anxious and yelped for his friend. The neighbor heard the barking and came to comfort the big yellow dog. "Do not worry. The old fisherman called me. He caught a mackerel when fishing, but a dolphin had bitten the mackerel, so the dolphin was also hooked. He heard that the old dolphin at the aquarium that the kid had adored had passed away. So he wanted to bring the new dolphin to the aquarium as a gift for the kids. He would be home late. After hearing this news, the big yellow dog ran to the fishing pier. He had seen the old fisherman bring many different kinds of fish back to the pier. Some of the big ones weighed hundreds of pounds, but he had never seen him catch a dolphin. The big yellow dog couldn't wait to see this dolphin. At the fishing pier, a young fisherman was preparing his boat to go out fishing. The big yellow dog jumped into the young fisherman's boat and barked pleadingly at him. The young fisherman knew the big yellow dog. He had also heard that the old fisherman had caught a dolphin and knew the big yellow dog wanted to see it. He said to the big yellow dog, "I'll take you to search for the old fisherman out at sea, and we may even be able to help him." The big yellow dog detected the old fisherman's scent and barked in that direction. The young fisherman drove the boat at full speed in the direction the big yellow dog barked toward. Not too long after, the young fisherman found the old fisherman's boat. The old fisherman had spent most of the day struggling with the dolphin. He was exhausted and the boat engine was out of fuel. There was a thick fishing rod in the back of the boat. It was pulled tight like a bow. The old fisherman was rowing hard with every remaining ounce of his strength, dragging the tired dolphin slowly back to the harbor. The big yellow dog saw the old fisherman and the dolphin with half of his body exposed above the seawater. He began barking excitedly. The dolphin had neither seen a dog nor heard dogs bark before. He was scared and started to struggle mightily, dragging the old fisherman's boat back toward the deep sea. The young fisherman quickly patted the big yellow dog's back and said, "Do not bark. The more you bark, the more afraid the dolphin becomes, and the more he will try to swim in the deep sea. Then the old fisherman will not be able to bring the dolphin to shore." The big yellow dog quieted down immediately. The young fisherman tied his boat and the old fisherman's boat together and used his boat engine to drive both boats and the dolphin inland. He returned to the fishing pier soon afterwards. The big yellow dog barked emphatically, causing the dolphin to struggle once again. The fishing line snapped and the dolphin swam toward the deep sea, never to be seen again. The big yellow dog realized that he had made a mistake and looked at the old fisherman with his big sad eyes. The old fisherman patted the big yellow dog's back and said, "My old friend, do not be sad. The dolphin enjoys his freedom in the sea. It is probably best we let him go."